A real-life Alaska cold case has been solved. Officials have positively identified the remains of a victim who died in a plane crash in the remote Wrangell Mountains more than half a century ago. APRN's Alan Lockyer has more.
Northwest Airlines Flight 4422 crashed into Alaska's Mount Sanford in March of 1948. The plane was carrying Merchant Marine seamen from Taiwan to New York. 11 years ago, Northwest pilot Mark Milliken and Delta pilot Kevin McGregor located the wreckage within Wrangell-St. Elias National Park and Preserve. 2 years later, the two pilots found a dozen pieces of wreckage that identified the downed plane. They also found a human hand with part of a forearm, well preserved in glacial ice. Friday, Kevin McGregor made an announcement to the press.
The arm and hand belongs to Francis Joseph Van Zandt. He's one of the merchant mariners that was on board Flight 4422.
Francis Joseph Van Zandt peers out from a sepia photo, one of a dozen or so moving across a laptop screen. He's got soulful eyes, a solemn but youthful face. Other photos show him in his merchant marine uniform, another with his arm around a Betty Grable look-alike blonde. He would never know that his life would end on a remote Alaska glacier. Genealogist Dr. Colleen Fitzpatrick.
Well, Frank came from Vermont. He was born in 1911, and we were able to find birth records of him and his siblings that indicated his mother was an Irish immigrant, Margaret Conway.
The story of how the researchers tracked down just who the hand belonged to is one for the books. Professor Ted Robinson was successful in lifting fingerprints from the mummified hand.
So what I would have to do was rejuvenate the skin so that fingerprints could be seen in the first place and then possibly identified with known fingerprint cards on file in the National Maritime Center.
Fingerprint expert Mike Grimm Sr. was called in next.
We were able to narrow it down to two individuals that had a possibility of being the owner of the hand.
DNA testing followed using the most recent techniques. The DNA was traced through a maternal line, according to acting state medical examiner Dr. Stanton Kessler. Genealogists traced Van Zandt's maternal ancestry back to County Limerick, Ireland. Operating on the slimmest of clues, they were successful in locating documents identifying Van Zandt's forebears. In the end, the only human remains found so far from the wreck of Flight 4422 will be put to rest. Dr. Kessler.
And it's extremely important on anybody, no matter who they are, we try to make an identification. And this could be anybody at all, whether he was a veteran or not a veteran or someone on the street.
Pilot Mark Milliken says he and McGregor have been researching the wreck of Northwest Flight 4422 since the 1990s.
Every year I thought it was the end of the trail and something else pops up.
As a pilot, he says he's been intrigued by the mystery of the wreck for years.
In 89, when I started flying the Pacific, I kept hearing this rumor, an airplane crashed in Alaska, 30 people died, and it was never found. I said, come on, that can't be true. So that motivated me to find this airplane.
He says he and McGregor have spent hundreds of thousands of dollars on a half dozen trips to the wreck site and subsequent research to find the families of survivors. But the mystery endures, and rumors of immense wealth that went down with the plane persist.
I'm not so sure that that's all true. From everything that we've researched and I've been to the site, I have to discount that. I really can't say that.
But there's gold in them thar movie rights, and Milliken says a book could be in the offing detailing the story of how the wreck was found. And Francis Joseph Van Zandt's name will be linked forever to a bit of Alaska history. For APRN, I'm Ellen Lockyer.